origins of Satanism. Satanism is not a Christian invention. Satanism predates Christianity and all other religions. Satanism is not about spooks, goblins, vampires, Halloween monsters, or other related entities. Satanism is not about evil. Satanism is not an invention of or a reaction to Christianity. Satanism is not a creation of Anton LaVey. Satanism is not about death. True Satanism is about elevating and empowering humanity to reach equality with the gods, which was our true creator, Satan's, intention. In the secret of my knowledge, there is no God but me. Quote from Satan, from Peace Be Unto Him. Due to centuries of misinformation, lies, and the systematic removal of knowledge, few people these days understand or even know what Satanism is really about. Christianity has been at liberty to dictate without any opposition what they claim Satanism to be. In order to accomplish this, the truth had to be destroyed. The Catholic Church, the original Christian church from which all Christian sects have evolved, heinously tortured to death and mass murdered millions of innocent men, women, and children in what was known as the Inquisition. Some children who were burnt to death in what were known as witch houses were as young as 2 years of age. Christians forever rant and rave concerning the one world order, where all identities, cultures, personal privacies, and liberties will be lost, and humanity, after being systematically barcoded, will be lumped into a one-world slave state. What they fail to see is how their own so-called religion and Bible have always been and are the roots of and blueprint for this regime. Everything in the Judeo-Christian Bible has been stolen and corrupted from religions predating Judaism, Christianity, and Islam from hundreds to thousands of years. Through Judaism and its tool of Christianity, all of the original spiritual teachings from around the world, which are concepts, have been stolen from, lumped together into the one, and corrupted into Jewish archetypes and characters and fictitious places. This has given the Jewish people as a whole a false history, political power, and spiritual authority to which they are not entitled. The Bible is a very powerful subliminal tool to control the masses. One can see this as a man-made work as there are endless contradictions. The Bible has been systematically drummed into the minds of the populace from a very early age. A lie must always be enforced as opposed to the truth, which can stand on its own. Because spiritual knowledge and occult power have been removed and kept in the hands of a chosen few, the unknowing populace has been helpless against it. The agenda here is to create a one-world slave state with the chosen few ruling at the top. The perpetrators, of course, blame Satan to create a necessary distraction while they use occult power to accomplish their ends. They have a history of stealing from and blaming their enemies for everything they really are and do, while always holding themselves in the highest esteem and innocence. The original religions, now known as Satanism, by the way, Satan means enemy in Hebrew, were all based upon what is known as the magnum opus or great work. The one known as Satan is our true creator God. He was prevented by the other gods from finishing his work on humanity, that of the Godhead. The Godhead is physical and spiritual perfection. Now, if you continue to read on, I will prove this. The serpent is seen everywhere in ancient relics and structures. The serpent was held sacred in all areas of the ancient world. Satan is the god Ea, also known as Enki, one of the first of the Nephilim to arrive on this planet and establish the first civilization. In Sumerian mythology, Enki's symbol was always the serpent. The serpent represents the DNA, the life force, and the kundalini, and has survived as the emblem of the American Medical Association and veterinary medicine, where it is symbolic of life and healing. Only with the coming of Judeo-Christianity has this sacred symbol been desecrated and blasphemed. Nearly all of us are familiar with the term fallen. This word has been used copiously by Christian clergy to refer to Satan and his demons. In truth, fallen pertains to the Kundalini serpent, which has always been associated with our Creator God Satan, which has fallen in humanity as a whole and now lies dormant at the base of the spine. Because of this, humanity as a whole is on a very low level of spiritual understanding. Thoughtless abuses of children and animals, senseless wars, brutality, and endless corruption are the results of the fallen serpent. The tree of life, which was stolen from the ancient pagan religions and found its way into the biblical book of Genesis, was seen in many parts of the ancient world and friezes upon walls of ancient temples and in some tombs. The tree of life is actually a map of the human soul. The trunk is the spine and the branches are the pathways for the chi, bioelectricity. The serpent is what empowers the soul, bringing the all-knowing state of superconsciousness known as samadhi, the sun god, in truth is the ball of condensed chi, bioelectricity, which is visualized and circulated through each of the chakras, gods, to empower and cleanse the soul using specific meditations. This is stage one of the magnum opus. The stolen accounts in the Judeo-Christian Bible of humans living for hundreds of years or more were taken from the objective of the magnum opus. This is where all so-called witchcraft leads to, alchemy of the soul. This is the highest and most profound working of the human mind, that of accomplishing the Godhead in which is our birthright given to us from our creator Satan. The halo, seen in many paintings, is the witch power of the risen Kundalini. The Christians stole this concept from the original religions, both East and West. The Buddha is seen with a halo, as are many of the Hindu gods, for one example. The era in which the original religions reigned was known as the Golden Age. Some 10,000 years ago, the gods left us. This article is not to go into the details as to how or why. This will be covered in a separate article. The gods are an extraterrestrial race of beings. As a matter of fact, there have been several different alien races that have lived here on planet Earth and have taken an interest in human beings either as friends, enemies, or neutrals. The main gods who interacted with humanity and are our creators through genetic engineering are the race of gods known as the Nordics. They live throughout the galaxy in several different solar systems. They are highly advanced in knowledge, intelligence, and in spirit. Some are helpful to humans, as are Satan and the elder gods who have been labeled as demons. Some are neutral and others are and have been working for our destruction. The background concerning the creation can be found in more detail in separate articles on this website. There has been a war over humanity in which Satan and his demons wish to give us the knowledge to elevate ourselves to spiritual and physical perfection, while the enemy wishes to keep us spiritually ignorant in order to use our life force of our souls as a free energy supply. In many writings of a spiritual or occult nature, the term God or gods was also used to describe the seven chakras. Due to centuries of persecution of those who had spiritual knowledge, doctrines contain many allegories and code words. The number seven is repeated endlessly in the Judeo-Christian Bible. This is a corruption of the seven chakras of the soul. The original cross was equal-armed as seen in many of the demon sigils with the points representative of the chakras flaring out. Other well-known examples are the Nazi Iron Cross and the Biker's Cross. In truth, this is the shape of the human soul and represents the four elements, fire, earth, air, and water, of which the human soul is comprised. The number four was stolen and corrupted in the Judeo-Christian Bible, as with the number seven, the most blatant example being the four Gospels. The tarot, which originated in Egypt and is based upon the constellations, Egypt was the center of spiritual alchemy, and which came from India, we found later, okay? It was in the Far East, the original. Has evolved into a deck of cards, of which modern playing cards originated after the trump was discarded. The tarot has a hidden message and instructions for performing the magnum opus. From the tarot, the Jewish invented Torah was stolen, with the original teachings being thoroughly corrupted. The Jewish Torah is also known as the Five Books of Moses, another fictitious Jewish character based upon Sargon and Thutmose, or the Pentateuch. The five books were rip-offs from the five suits of the tarot: wands, rods, the element of fire, pentacles, coins, the element of earth, cups, the element of water, and swords, the element of air, with the trump being the aether or quintessence. All five elements form the essence of the human soul. The fifth element of quintessence holds the four together and are employed in the working of the magnum opus. Each of the Jewish characters and archetypes in the Bible are imposters stolen from pagan gods. Jesus is not a real being, but a concept. For those deluded Christians who believe they experience Jesus in reality, they are communing with nefarious extraterrestrial beings. Aleister Crowley, while in a trance state, drew a picture of what is known to be Jehovah. Jehovah is a corruption of Yahweh, another rip-off of the four quarters and elements, making the name pronounceable, and drew a gray. At that time, knowledge of ETs was not widespread, and photos of them were non-existent. These same beings are said to have made a deal with the Vatican, souls in exchange for wealth and power in the hands of a few. To accomplish this end, all spiritual knowledge had to be removed. No scam can succeed if the victim has knowledge. In order to be effectively victimized, one must be unknowing. Satan is the bringer of knowledge and enlightenment. He has nothing to hide. Getting back to the Nazarene, the crucifix, of which I might add, was not seen in any place of worship until after the 9th century, and is another rip-off of the four quarters. The Jewish archetype, Jesus Yeshua, is a concept. The 33 years he was said to have lived represents the 33 vertebrae of the human spine of which the Kundalini ascends. The crucifixion symbolizes the magnum opus, the torture, the death, and the resurrection. Origins that symbolize this work include the Egyptian phoenix, born again from the ashes, the Egyptian god Set, who was crucified on a furka, the tale of Isis and Osiris, where Osiris was mutilated into some 9 parts and was resurrected by Isis. The Jewish Virgin Mary is a corrupted impostor of Ashtaroth. Michael the Archangel is the same and was stolen from Marduk. Archangel Gabriel was stolen from the Egyptian god Thoth. Raphael was stolen from Azazel, and Uriel from Beelzebub. Again, another rip-off of the four quarters. Human sexuality has always been severely regulated and frowned upon by the Christian Church. This is because sexuality and orgasm as the life force are essential to spiritual advancement and raising the Kundalini serpent. Because the Church could not supervise sexual activity, they enforced a doctrine of extreme terror. The populace, stripped of all knowledge and spiritual power, fell victim to lies. Hell emerged on the scene. The word hell was stolen from the Norse word hell, representing the Norse underworld. In truth, heaven and hell are code words for the base and crown chakras. Every attempt was made by the Church to replace any spiritual associations with these numbers and any significant numbers that were related to the human soul, such as 144,000, which is the number of nadis within the human body to channel the life force. The number 2 became synonymous with Satan. The second chakra is sexual in nature and controls human sexuality, so of course any association with 2 was evil. Blockages in the second chakra keep an individual completely enslaved spiritually, as the life force remains completely dormant in the first chakra. With fear, human beliefs and thoughts can be controlled. Humanity was led to believe in this omnipresent and all-powerful God, could know their every little secret thought and action. Through fear, people began to monitor their own thoughts and actions. The 7 sacraments, another rip-off of the 7 chakras of the Catholic Church, enforced strict control over every stage of an individual's life. The most control was exercised through the so-called sacrament of confession. Through confession, the Church had even more control, that of knowing the deepest secrets of the frightened population. This enabled the ruling clergy to have power over kings, queens, and other secular monarchy. Satan tells us in the Black Book, the Al-Jilwa, that many writings and texts have been altered. Upon researching the origins of various myths and religions, I find many authors are at a disagreement, both religious and secular. This is due to the Christian Church's systematic destruction and removal of ancient knowledge. To make matters worse, many of the remaining original documents that escaped destruction have been altered. The gods left us the truth inscribed in stone. The pyramids are in the shape of the chakras, have stood against time. It is apparent these ancient monoliths were constructed for future humanity, left to us by the gods who knew of our fate. These monuments speak for themselves. They were built to reflect the movements of the stars and act as a calendar for beginning the all-important work of the magnum opus. The magnum opus is normally commenced in the spring when the sun enters the sign of Aries, which is known as the vernal equinox. The precise time for beginning this work is at 3 a.m., which is the hour of Satan. This is the true hour. The fictitious Nazarene was said to have perished at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is actually 1500 hours, not 3, and is thus false. The horned god originates to Sumeria. The Sumerian gods wore headgear with horns. This predates the Judeo-Christianity by thousands of years. Pagan religions were known for their worship of the horned god. Only with the coming of Christianity were they repeatedly stamped out, but continued to resurface and survive. Again, the horned god was maligned and labeled as evil. The horned god is a symbol of the chi, the bioelectrical life force. This is represented by Mercury as it is fleeting until fixed through the magnum opus. The glyph for the planet Mercury has horns. The carvings and the hieroglyphs on the temple walls and the pyramids still remain with us today, as evidence of the truth for those who have enough spiritual knowledge to interpret them. This is why the gods imprinted these into stone. Satanism is based upon the magnum opus. All of the satanic symbols, the emphasis on witchcraft and knowledge, and all of these represent the achievement of the Godhead. The magnum opus is what Satanism is all about, humanity reaching physical and spiritual perfection. And for the references for this article is the Cassell Dictionary of Witchcraft by David Pickering, article on Germany, page 108. The Lost Book of Enki, Memoirs of an Extraterrestrial God by Zechariah Sitchin, Satan Wants You by Arthur Lyons, page 24-26, The Biography of Satan by Kersey Graves, pages 146-147, The People of the Sea, The Search for the Philistines by Trudy and Moshe Dothan, pages 185 and 186.